Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellet. Another record for NASDAQ. Technology shares continuing a rally. NASDAQ up today by 20 points to 6169. That was a gain of 0.3%. Chipmakers pace gains. The S&P 500 index did touch an intraday record before retreating by a point and a half at 2400, down 0.1%. Dow Industrials down 2 points, a drop of less than 0.1% to 20,979. Getting word that Instagram appears to be back up after an outage for some users, and Starbucks suffered crashes at some of its payment systems today following a routine technology update. Gold up 6.90 the ounce, up 0.6%. West Texas Intermediate crude down 0.6% to 48.57 a barrel. I'm Charlie Pellet. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellet. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
Then what you see is what you get.
So what we did see over the last couple of days, we saw those 13F filings coming out, giving us some insight into hedge funds and well-known investors, where they are placing their bets, where they're selling. Let's bring in Nat Baker. He's editor of the Bloomberg Hedge Funds Brief, joining us in he's normally based. Are you normally based in Hong Kong?
I am now, yes.
Oh, so we just got lucky?
Yeah, this week I'm in town, so.
We are lucky to have
you
in town.
Yeah, congratulations.
He's in our Bloomberg 113A studio right next to me. Hey, we're going to start with something you gave us a heads up on, and that is Brevin Howard losing some money.
Indeed, yeah. So Brevin Howard, and in fairness, it's not just them. Hedge funds, as we know, across the board have been losing assets for about at least a year and a half now. This has been going on. And now their flagship fund, the Brevin Howard Master Fund, which was about $10 billion about a month ago, lost at least $1 billion of that in April alone, so about 10%. And they're down to $9 billion. And as a whole, their assets have about halved in the past year. And it's the same thing. Performance has been mediocre or poor. Fees are too high. The returns when they are there aren't necessarily differentiated from what's going on in markets. So, and this is just kind of the continuing malaise that we've seen in the hedge fund industry, going back about a year and a half now, like I said.
As it relates to that, I mean, their numbers weren't good, but the money just keeps coming out, and so it seems like really big chunks. You would think that everyone who wanted to get out would get out quickly.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain mechanisms in place to avoid that, because if you had something like that, if you had a $10 billion hedge fund that suddenly went to zero overnight, that would cause all kinds of problems in financial markets. So as a result, and also the investors, as they've come in, have been gated. They've been had various lockup terms. And then when they do redeem, there's usually like a quarter or more before they're allowed to get their money back. That's probably the reasons behind that we're seeing this more of a trickle rather than just one big hit.
It is kind of staggering. You're right. To be fair, it's not just Brevin Howard. It's a lot of hedge funds, well-known money managers, where we've seen a lot of outflows. I mean, might not the tide turn as we get back to kind of a more normal environment and we don't have global central banks being so apart, although the ECB is going to be still part of kind of the investment environment for a while. But the Fed, the U.S. Federal Reserve, is certainly backing out off.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people have said in the hedge fund industry, of course, and elsewhere. And by the way, in fairness, it's not just hedge funds. This is a broader secular trend where you're seeing money go away from actively managed funds into passive funds, you know, these index tracking ETFs and things like that, which are a lot cheaper. But to answer your question, there has been, at the start of the year especially, there's a lot of talk about how, you know, with Trump, these markets are going to be different. And in a market like this, you really need an actively managed portfolio to be competitive. And we kind of haven't seen that yet. It may still happen. I mean, there may be some truth to that, that, you know, things are, you know, quite dark right now in hedge funds, and that they're going to get better, that, you know, some of the funds are going to start performing more.
I mean, the hedge fund industry, has it shrunk, right?
No, I think it has.
Oh, has it?
I think a little bit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, both in terms of the assets that were managed and in terms of the number of funds that are out there in the marketplace. Now, what some might say is that this is a healthy correction, that you had people all over the place who were, you know, rolling out and starting funds and charging 2 and 20, even though they didn't have any particular edge, and that this type of contraction is healthy. So that's another part of this. So, but on the whole, I mean, there is a very big, broader, what appears to be a secular move away from actively managed funds, including hedge funds, towards passive funds like ETFs.
It is, from, you know, we saw it coming, at least, I don't know. When you look at the way that some supposed long short managers are managing their short books, are using ETFs to do it, and that just seemed to be so lazy, especially to charge big fees on top of that. And by definition, you know, using an ETF to be short, you're going to get a correlated asset, which is not what you're paying for.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and right, a lot of the funds that say they're long short, they if they hedged at all, they did it through ETF, or not even ETFs, options on ETFs a lot of the time. And so there's been very little what we call alpha, right, the outperformance of a benchmark. And when hedge funds did do well, it was often that when markets did well, and then when they did poorly, it didn't protect against the downside. And then on top of all that, they're charging fees. So if you add all that together, it just kind of doesn't work as a business model.
Hey, can we talk a little bit about the 13F filings?
Because yes.
We caught up with Barry Eggers, who's founding partner at Lightspeed Venture Capital. They were the first outside investor in Snap a few years ago. And Snap was something that came up a lot on those 13F filings.
Indeed, and that was interesting. A lot of hedge funds did, it looks like they bought into Snap in the first quarter. The IPO.
Oops.
Well, yeah. I mean, the shares have since actually
Snap.
Rebounded, I think. Yeah, nice one.
Sorry.
Over the last week or a couple trading days, at least, the shares have rebounded. And also the big sell-off, I think, was in – it was this quarter, so we don't know, actually. The 13Fs, as we know, they come out on they're a little bit dated when they come out. These are hedge fund holdings as of the last trading day of the previous quarter.
Right, if they got in at the open, correct?
I think so. It may even be yes, exactly. So they bought into the IPO and they were holding it then. So this was, one of the stocks that looks like it was pretty popular with hedge funds. Coa 2, Management was the biggest one, the hedge fund that had the biggest stake in Snap, in Snap Inc.
21 million shares, 3% of their book.
And at the end of the first quarter, at the end of March, Snap was up 32% off that IPO. So. Not too shabby.
Right. And they did sell off now in the early stages of this quarter, but then they have since rebounded, like I said. So that was one. Another one was
Facebook.
Yeah,
5 seconds, 10 seconds.
I was going to say Facebook was another popular stock for hedge funds.
Tech.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're chasing returns. Just saying. Nat Baker, you're the best. Always fun to have you here. Editor, Bloomberg Hedge Funds Brief, based in Hong Kong. We found our way to our Bloomberg 1130 studio in New York City. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher-level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more. so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.